Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Ports of Auckland has said the Fast Track Approvals Bill is the only way to keep its promise to Auckland Council regarding its deal to sell the Captain Cook and Marsden Wharves back to Council to be converted into a waterfront attraction. Ports of Auckland has committed to exiting Cook and Marsden in the period of 2 to 5 years, saying the Fast Track would allow them to honour that commitment to the city. The Fast Track Approvals Bill, since its introduction, has been subject to much criticism, with concerns surrounding its impact on the environment and a lack of public consultation. Additionally, earlier this month, Auckland Council introduced a new roaming dog squad to address the increase in dog attacks and roaming incidents in Auckland over the past year. I spoke to Councillor Shane Henderson about both of these topics. Ports of Auckland has said the Fast Track Approvals Bill is the only way to keep its promise to Auckland Council with regards to converting the Captain Cook and Marsden Wharves into a waterfront attraction. This project is one of the 149 included in the government's Fast Track list. Firstly, would you be able to talk through what this project is and the Ports of Auckland and Council's agreement on it?
Yeah, so we're doing a bunch of stuff down at the port there. So one of the things that we are really backing in with the Ports of Auckland is really helping out the cruise industry and attracting crews to our city. That's a huge economic development piece here. It's worth sort of hundreds of millions to Auckland. A lot of people would have noticed some of the pretty fancy shops down the bottom of Queen Street there. Well, they have gone in fairly recently, some of them, because we're attracting the cruise passengers. So, you know, it's an example of the economic development that that sort of thing provides. And so Ports of Auckland are, you know, planning to move the cruise ship sort of operations to really help that situation along. And it's something that we've really backed as a council. So we're really fully supporting that. Constructing a new wharf, these are the kind of things that we're going to be working on down there, yeah.
Mm. Does Council support Ports of Auckland's wishing to submit an application for this project under the Fast Track Bill?
Yeah, it's a funny one, right? Look, I can give you my sort of personal view. Now, Council's view is that we have opposed the Fast Track legislation, and that went through a vote and we passed that to oppose it based on a bunch of different grounds. I personally feel that if the law does go in as per, then there is no problem in actually following the law that's passed, right? There's nothing sort of contradictory about that at all. We all follow laws that we might not necessarily agree with, right? I think that we'd be doing the ratepayers a disservice if we were actually going to ignore the law as passed. So I would back them to kind of do that, and this is my personal view, right? While maintaining that I still have huge concerns with the fast-track process as it is.
The Fast Track Bill has been subject to criticism since it was introduced, with many concerns surrounding the environment and a lack of public consultation. Does this project need to be fast-tracked, do you think?
Yeah, what's going to happen really is that council and councillors and my committee will have to work really closely with the port's management, you know, as we do anyway as a shareholder, to make sure that we're alleviating those particular concerns for this particular project. And that's kind of how we're going to get around it in this particular situation. You know, we've formed a really strong partnership over the years recently in terms of dealing with things like environmental management and all those kind of things, ratepayers' interests. I'm really confident that we're going to form a partnership here too and really back this in where we can actually sort of help out and actually provide some good outcomes for the city.
Just lastly on this topic, Ports of Auckland Chief Executive Roger Gray said he was confident their use of the Fast Track Bill would be agreeable. However, as we spoke about before, there has been widespread public protest and submissions against the bill. Do you think this decision would align with the public's perception of the Fast Track Bill?
Yeah, I think people are all going to draw different lines in the sand on where they, what they sort of feel about it, and I can kind of understand the views of all sides. I've sort of, as I said, I'm giving you my view, which is, I think, a nuanced one, where, you know, I don't support the Fast Track Bill, let's get that really clear, and I don't support, I share the concerns of people that don't support it, but at the same time, if it does get passed, I think we'd be doing ratepayers a disservice not to actually use it. So, and I would back Ports of Auckland to handle the concerns that we have around the fast track process with council and working with councillors to mitigate those kind of concerns.
Moving on to the next topic, dog attacks and roaming incidents in Auckland have risen dramatically in the year to June 30th. In response, Auckland Council has unleashed a new animal management team to deal with roaming dogs. Why are roaming dogs a concern for council?
Yeah, so it's a small minority, right, but there are sort of roaming dog issues that have increased, like you've said, across the city. That can be a huge concern for people in terms of their perceptions of safety, and unfortunately sometimes dog attacks that happen, and they can have huge consequences for people and families. So we've got to do something about it. I'm really proud that we've embarked upon this kind of roaming dog program where it's not just reactive, right? We're not just going around and sort of fixing problems, but we're trying to get ahead of the problem as well by using a proactive approach in terms of education and working with community. Like, they're going into schools, teaching people about proper dog management and care. But that's really cool stuff, and we're going to see the benefits through the decades, I think, of this kind of approach.
How will this roaming dog squad work?
Yeah, so as I've kind of covered a little bit, it's a unit that's kind of been created where they go out and they sort of patrol a community, and they sort of look at sort of high-risk places where there have been complaints in the past, those kind of things, and they just make sure that everything's tickety-boo and there aren't roaming dogs around the area. It's an issue that's a concern for my sort of part of Auckland as well as many others, right? So they're going to be doing that, having a little bit of a sort of recce around the community, but the key element of this as well is going into schools and going with communities and doing that kind of proactive education approach too. So it's a multi-pronged approach.
The latest annual report into animal management in Auckland shows there was a 14% increase in dog attacks, a 19% increase in attacks on other animals, and welfare-related complaints increased by 80%. Also, almost half of the 8,306 dogs impounded in Auckland last year were euthanised, which is up 48% on the previous year. How effective do you think this roaming dog squad will be in helping to address these issues?
Yeah, I think it's a really positive step, because when you highlight an issue like that, you do have to respond and you got to be really uncompromising. When we're talking about dog attacks, they can change lives, right? We've got to really get to the problem and fix it. And so I'm really proud of this announcement and the squad that's going to go out and do that fantastic work. And just shout out to the staff as well, that are some of the best staff you'll ever find in the public service, that are going out and doing some really tough jobs and helping and protecting community.
That was Councillor Shane Henderson speaking to me about the Ports of Auckland using the Fast Track Bill to convert the Captain Cook and Marsden Wharves into a waterfront attraction, and Council's new roaming dog squad.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Councilling on 95BFM.
We'll be right back after a short break. Text in your thoughts 5395.